Senate Finance Committee will come to order. Today is March the 18th. Remind people to turn off their cell phones. Joining me today, Senator Stedman, Senator Olson, Senator Dyson, Senator Thomas, and Senator Elton. We're going to be doing two things today on the operating budget, House Bill 310 and 312. We're first going to be hearing from Legislative Director David Teal on the language section of the operating budget, and then we're going to bring the OMB Director up, Ms. Karen Rayfield, to respond to the work that the committee has done so far and have questions that any members might have of OMB. With that, I'd invite Mr. David Teal to the table. Please identify yourself for the record and proceed with your presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm David Teal, Director of Legislative Finance. And you asked me to go through the changes to the language sections of the bill. There are 10 changes in there. The first one is 4B. And the purpose of that, that's intent language. The purpose was to encourage agencies to use carry forward before they use their general funds. That language was softened a bit after discussions with OMB and some of the agencies. It used to refer to just using general funds first. The intent was only in those appropriations that have carry forward, so those changes are now incorporated. Section 11A, as reported by Senator Huggins in his Education Subcommittee report, the school performance incentives were revised downward from $4.8 million to $2.5 million for FY09. And there's a new Section 12. In Department of Environmental Conservation, there was a $1.5 million appropriation regarding state primacy on pollution discharge elimination program. That was moved from Section 1, normally called the numbers section, and put to in language at Section 12. And the reason for putting it in language was to add a contingency or conditional provision to that, saying that that $1.5 million appropriation was effective only if the state took full authority for administering and enforcing the pollution discharge elimination program that's taking it over from the federal government. At Section 16B, we removed a duplicated appropriation of $213,000 to that was for Department of Natural Resources in a contract with the Bureau of Land Management, and the 213 remains in the numbers section. It's part of a three-year contract. And now there's a new Section 16B, again relating to natural resources, this time with the Pipeline Integrity Office, and the CS now incorporates an amendment made on the floor of the House, adding $523,000 to the Pipeline Integrity Office. Section 22U increased the revenue sharing amount from $50 million per year to $60 million per year. And 22V restored the a $45,000 deposit to the bulk fuel revolving loan fund that was omitted in the House. Final change was Section 22B, where we simply moved a clause in a sentence that related to payment of restitution. And that was due to discussions with the Department of Law saying that they were concerned about clarity of the language. Moved it, I think it reads better now. Those are all the changes in the language.
Thank you, Mr. Teal. Are there questions regarding the language changes that were presented by Mr. Teal from finance members? thank you for your presentation. At this time, I'd ask that the OMB Director, Karen Rayfield, come to the table to give us her comments regarding the work that the Finance Committee has done so far.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Karen Rayfield with OMB. Thank you for the opportunity this morning to talk with you about the operating budget and some of the areas that may be a particular concern to the administration as you're working on finalizing your operating budget this week. I think we're in very good shape going from the Senate. There are a couple of areas that I would like to just bring to your attention, and hopefully we could consider amendments to the bill to address these. The first area would be with the bargaining unit agreements. As you know, we forwarded the supervisory unit agreement to you the end of February. We have a total of $17 million requested for the supervisory bargaining unit. $10.8 million of that is general funds. And of course, it would be to have that incorporated into the Senate operating budget would be very helpful. In addition, the non-covered employees, there are two bills in the legislature currently to address salary for non-covered employees. We would request your consideration of incorporating those funds, about $18.3 million total, $13.9 million of general fund, contingent upon the passage of the employee bill that's moving through the legislature. Also wanted to alert you to the fact that we did get agreement with the FTECTA bargaining unit yesterday. That is a very small group of employees at Avtec and Seward. Those costs are approximately $100,000. We're working on that, and we'll be forwarding a formal amendment to you when we get the details of that, and should be able to do that very quickly. I just wanted to flag that for you because it hasn't been heard in the body. Another area is the request for the energy coordinator and some general funds to support that position. As you know, the Alaska Energy Authority does not really have a general fund appropriation. They have contracted with ADA for their positions, and most of their funding comes related to specific projects. We requested a $200,000 general fund appropriation for the energy coordinator. It's not yet been incorporated into the budget, and we would request your consideration of that. Under the Department of Education, there's one item that is funded at $300,000 on the Senate side for the student data system. This was a system that, of course, we developed with the use of federal dollars. The ongoing maintenance would be up to the state of Alaska to operate that system. The department had asked for around $610,000. There currently is no funding in the House version of the budget for this particular item, so we were hoping you would consider increasing the amount to the original request of $600,000. There are, Mr. Chairman, some minor changes to the new branch-wide oil and gas appropriation that the legislature's been working on. Just a few things that would need to be cleaned up if we could request some consideration there, particularly in the area of the Department of Law, specifically a $6.1 million appropriation having to do with ongoing litigation, not specifically related to the gas line, and then the $1 million for oil and gas royalty valuations that should be under the Department of Natural Resources that I think just is not didn't currently get into the budget through the discussions on the branch-wide cleanup. So there are a few minor areas within labor, and I think three areas in labor that we would recommend be included in the branch-wide, and we can forward those specific amendments to you. There's been some discussion about the elimination of funding for staff support for the faith-based initiatives. I know there's been concern from the legislature about the ability of staff to get those grants out the door and do the work related to faith-based. We're hoping, because there have been, there has been significant support for this initiative, that there would be some consideration of restoration of at least some staffing so that we could maintain a single point of contact for this initiative across the state of Alaska. Another area under the Department of Health and Social Services that is a concern is the Public Information Office. Of course, public information and outreach to Alaskans about health and safety concerns is a key responsibility of the department. There's a fairly significant reduction in both versions of the budget at the moment for the capacity of the department, and some consideration there would be appreciated. Public safety. I believe that there are several reductions in the proposed budget that could potentially put the department into a supplemental situation in 09. In the area of personal services, if we are able to actually do some of the recruiting and retaining of our trooper positions, both in wildlife and the state trooper detachments. We also have some costs related to the vehicles for our state troopers and also prisoner transport. So a couple of those areas would be helpful if we could consider some changes there. Under the Department of Transportation, the commissioners of labor and the commissioners of DOT had worked very closely together on an apprenticeship program, trying to really beef up our ability to train employees, to recruit employees, particularly in rural Alaska, where we've had difficulty finding heavy equipment operators and keeping them in those positions. An apprenticeship program was designed and included in the budget before you at the moment. That's not funded, and so your reconsideration of that would be appreciated. There's also specific increases for costs of sodium chloride for winter road maintenance that are not included, about $332,000, and maintenance at the Bethel Airport, a new expanded runway that we need some additional maintenance costs for that. Mr. Chairman, those are the main things I just wanted to flag this morning for the committee. I know that also under the University of Alaska, they, with the new appropriation structure, had some specific amendments that they would like to talk to you about, and I believe that we have Michelle Rezik here from the university who could speak to those specifically. But at this time, I'd be happy to try to answer questions. We also invited our agencies to be here so that they could provide you with detailed responses today, so we don't have to get back to you in writing, because I know you want to get moving on this bill.
Thank you for that report. Are there questions of Ms. Rayfield at this time? Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Karen, maybe a dumb question you've already kind of answered over this time, but in the budget the governor submitted, were you fairly accurate in anticipating what the costs would be from the new contracts that are just being signed and negotiated as kind of right now?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, as you know, in December we did have a placeholder in there for our anticipated negotiated agreements. Our placeholder for SU was the supervisory unit was probably a little low. When we introduced the bill for the non-covereds, our plan was to mirror the SU agreement, so that estimate is also a little bit higher. But for the most part, we tried to anticipate all of those costs going forward. The other large bargaining unit that has not come in yet would be PSEA, and I don't know the timing on PSEA, but I suspect I have someone in the room that could tell you that.
Okay, so your answer is that by and large you did a fairly good job of anticipating what the settlements would be, And then is the figure that's in the Senate's budget, at operating budget at this time, at this table, how much do you anticipate it is below what the actual costs of implementing those wages would be?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, I don't believe the Senate budget currently includes the SU bargaining unit or anything for the non-covereds. So that would be a significant underfunding of those costs if it's not included here. The non-covered employees could be within a fiscal note, but I think both Legislative Finance and OMB agree that it's much, technically, it's cleaner to incorporate these into the operating budget if we can at the time the bill passes.
All right, if I may continue, one more question. So,
Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you. What I impute from what you've said is that, well, all of us, I think, know that there are several groups of employees in the state, maybe many, who their wages and benefits appear to not be competitive, and there are compression problems, and we're having trouble attracting the quality of and keeping the quality of people we need. And so I think you all have anticipated that and have started on some program to rectify much of that. So is it fair to say that the administration's position is that your preference would be that we fund all of the employee salaries and benefits to reflect what you now know the reality is, and if we don't, that we'll end up seeing that in a supplemental budget?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Dyson, absolutely our preference would be for you to fund the components that we do know today. Those items that we don't know today, and if they don't come before us before the legislature adjourns, we would need to bring them forward in a supplemental next year.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. Are there further questions of Ms. Rayfield? Seeing none, our schedule is to have amendments to my office by 3 p.m. today. Can we have a brief at ease? As I was saying, we're going to have the amendments due to my office by 3 p.m. today. We will be taking markup on the legislation tomorrow. But we will be having two bills. I'd like to announce that we'll have two bills first before we take up the consideration of the operating budget. Though the two bills are Senate Bill 285, the state's intervention of school districts, and Senate Bill 265, sex offenders and child kidnappers. So those, we're announcing that those two bills have previously been heard and will be on the calendar tomorrow morning before we take action on the operating budget. Is there anything else that needs to come before the committee at this time? Seeing none, we're adjourned till 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.